SBS हिंदी।
To celebrate Mahatma Gandhi's birth anniversary, the 150th birth anniversary of the Mahatma, celebrations are taking place all over the world, and of course, Sydney and Australia are not going to fall behind. The University of New South Wales has a stellar program lined up for this particular occasion. And mind you, the University of New South Wales is the only university in the world to have an annual Gandhi oration. So let me introduce you to Mr. Laurie Pearcey, the CEO of University of New South Wales Global and Pro Vice Chancellor, International University of New South Wales. So welcome to the Hindi program, Mr. Pearcey.
Dhanyavad. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Dhanyavad. I was so happy to hear that. Dhanyavad and namaste to you. So you all have a stellar lineup for this particular occasion. Can you tell us a little about it?
So UNSW is very proud that every year on the 2nd of October, we pause to celebrate the birthday of Bapuji. This is a tradition at the university which now spans several years. Mm-hmm. And it's an event that involves our campus community, our staff, our students, but also the Indian community across Sydney more broadly. And it involves a moving ceremony at the bust of Mahatma Gandhi. We often have Indian community representatives who are there to recreate or reenact the Dandi March. And there are hymns, there are speeches in recognition of Mahatma Gandhi and what he stood for. But excitingly, over the last couple of years, what we have started to do is a series of events that focus on the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi and the impact and the relevance of Gandhi's values to 21st century society. I think it's really important that as the world acknowledges 150 years since the great Mahatma's birth, that we pause and consider, what does this mean for our lives here and now? And how do we take the Mahatma off his pedestal and make sure that he is alive in everything that we do? And so how we engage young people in what Gandhi means today, and how we really ensure that Gandhi is not something that we just pause to commemorate once or twice a year, but something that can really be involved in really all facets of our life. And the university is really proud of that.
Sure. And truly, speaking of the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, we find that political leaders all over the world quote Gandhi and talk about Gandhian principles. But how much is it actually being practiced, do you think?
I think it's a really great question. If you think about the state of our world today, if you think about the rise of populist politics, if you think about the rise of nationalism, and you think about the way love of country is often expressed, too often you see a departure from the things that made Gandhi special, because of course Gandhi lived for a great love of India. He lived for a great love of India and its freedom, and he was the champion of its freedom. But too often today, those same ideas, those same values are hijacked to ultimately achieve other things. There is too much violence on our planet. There is not enough education. There is not enough tolerance. And so it's really interesting when you see this rush to express national values and a rush towards patriotism that we forget the very things which hopefully people around the world should unite around, irrespective of their nationality, their religion, their caste, their gender. Too often these ideals are hijacked for other purposes. But if you focus on what Gandhi was all about, which was about freedom, and it was about a love of country, but it was represented through a commitment to tolerance and ultimately freedom, I think it's really interesting to see just how much things have flipped. But I am an optimist, and I think things go around far too often in circles. So hopefully as we embark on the next phase of the 21st century, then we'll pivot back to the things that made the Gandhi's, the Mahatma's legacy so special.
And which of his concepts do you think are the most admired and could be implemented today? Of course, you spoke of love and freedom, non-violence. What else do you think could be implemented in the world today?
One of the things that always strikes me whenever I go to India are the images that greet you everywhere of Gandhi's iconic spectacles. And that is, I think, expressed most visibly, if you'd like, in the Swachh Bharat Clean India movement that you see across India. But at the same time, if we think about the threat of climate change, if you think about the world's dependence on fossil fuels and the transition that we need to make to renewable energy, actually there is so much that is there in Gandhi's thinking on the power of the village and the power of how we can structure our lives in a sustainable way. And I think Gandhian sustainability, but also the concept of Gandhian innovation, is something that has always struck me as something that's really quite powerful. And if you think about, on the one hand, a school of thought that says Mahatma Gandhi was an isolationist when it came to scientific and technological progress, there's another school of thought that says we just need to think differently about scientific and technological progress, and we need to empower communities as they take command of their own destiny. And so I think that there's a really interesting component of the Mahatma's teaching on sustainability that we can all learn from, and I think this is too often overlooked.
Fantastic. That's a wonderful concept you have in mind and can be implemented in current times. Just briefly, could you tell us about what all will take place on the 2nd of October at UNSW?
Sure. So we kick off the day's proceedings with our memorial service, with the celebration of the Mahatma's birth on the library lawn. That will be followed by a panel session where we're inviting a range of colleagues from across the university and the community more broadly to reflect on what Gandhi's legacy means in our 21st century lives here today. We also have a special ceremony to present our flagship Future of Change scholarships to our commencing cohort of Indian students. And in the evening, we will be once again illuminating the university's iconic library tower in the Indian tricolour with an image of the wonderful Mahatma Gandhi himself.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for your time today, and we wish you all the best for this wonderful event.
Dhanyavaad. Thank you so much.
Dhanyavaad. Namaste.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें।